Hi everyone, and welcome back to Small Talks with E. This episode is very special because it is the end of season 2 and also the celebration of 1 year of Small Talks with E. If you're not already following this podcast, make sure to do so now, and let's get into it. Okay, so it's officially been, by the day this is posted, 1 year of Small Talks with E podcast. This past year has been crazy. Of course, I haven't posted as many episodes as I would have liked to because of school and other things that got in the way, but still, we made it. December 3rd, 2020, I officially started. Well, actually, a little fun fact, I'd actually been trying to start my podcast for about a week before that, but I would record the episodes on my phone, you know, and I separated them into little sections, and I just made everything perfect and neatly and organized, and then I wouldn't save the episode. So it would actually just, like, go in the trash. The entire, you know, recordings would be deleted. And I did that about 3 times before I actually figured out that I needed to wait and make sure that the episode's actually saved to my phone. So it could have been a week that we started before that. But yeah. So December 3rd, I launched my first episode, which was how I started my small business. On December 3rd, I was only... I was only about 3 months into my business, which I feel like is a little bit premature to be, you know, making that episode, but I figured it was a nice way to kind of start off the podcast, you know, with how I started my small business. And a lot of people like that. In fact, I have recommended it to so many people who ask for tips and tricks or how to start their business. And a lot of the stuff I said in that episode still applies to me today, you know, some good tips that I still like to go by. But I have my little phone here to kind of look at some stats and, you know, look at podcasts as a whole. And it has a total of 151 plays, which I think is my most streamed episode out of all 29. Well, I guess this would be number 30. But yeah, a really great time whenever I finally figured out how to, like, save the episode to my phone. I was very happy. I was like, oh my gosh, I can finally start this thing. And one of the main reasons I really started my podcast was to, you know, kind of talk about small businesses, because, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of podcasts back then. I feel like there's definitely more now, but there wasn't a whole lot of small business podcasts in December 2020. There was, like, one or two that I knew of, but just to kind of share my advice and, you know, share my stories with other small businesses or people who are just looking for entertainment or people who might just want to start their own. And I feel like that was the main reason. I totally did not do it to get paid. I still do not get paid because I'm not really sure how the money thing works on here, and I'm kind of scared because I don't want to get scammed. But I do all these episodes for free. I do all these episodes for you guys that are listening, and that's how it's been ever since the very beginning. So yeah, 29, well, 30. I'm going to say 30 because by the time this is published, it'll be 30 episodes. But yeah, 30 episodes. So I did how I started my small business. The next episode I did was how to make a brand for yourself. I feel like, you know, that still plays today. There's 99 plays. Hopefully we can, like, get 100 soon. That'd be really fun. I feel like that one's also pretty relatable to my business today. I mean, I haven't really listened to those episodes in a very long time. I listened to them, you know, whenever they first came out to see how I sounded, if I wanted to take it down, stuff like that. I still think it applies from what I remember of it, but I just don't really remember that well because it's been, well, a year. Anyways, and the next episode I did was balancing life and business. I also did a volume 2 on this. When was that? When did I do? Oh, a couple months ago, August 14th. But I did a volume 2 on that just to, you know, kind of update. But still, it still is very important to know how to balance your business in your life and everything else that goes on. And then from there, I started doing some interviews with other small businesses, which were a lot of fun. A little bit tricky to figure out, you know, how to, you know, connect the other person to the recording and stuff. But nonetheless, it was really fun to talk to other small businesses and not just have me be the center of attention on every single episode. I still do quite a few solo episodes today just because it's a lot easier because I don't have to worry about lining my schedule up with other people's. But the episodes were definitely a big hit. I feel like a lot of people liked the episodes because they could relate to more than one person and hear different stories and experiences. Yeah, so I did those in late December last year. And then I did, the first episode I did of 2021 was answering FAQs, frequently asked questions about me and my business. I really want to do a part two on this, but maybe with a guest. I feel like that'd be really fun. And that one was definitely a different episode that I've seen because I asked some questions on my Instagram. And I think somewhere about that time, that was January 12th, somewhere maybe a little bit after that, I made like the official Small Talks with the podcast Instagram. I really don't remember. I'm going to check right now, but I finally made an Instagram for my podcast, which was a lifesaver because I didn't always have to promote it on my main page. And some people just don't like to hear about it because they don't listen to podcasts. Yeah, January 21st, I launched the Instagram page. So yeah, that's right about that time. Thank goodness I finally did that because it just saves a lot of time and it's more organized that way. Yeah, and then I did some more episodes, a lot of solo episodes in a row. And then I did another interview with Lily Mariko. A lot of these businesses that I interviewed in the beginning and some towards, you know, more recently don't really exist anymore, which is kind of sad, you know, think about how you've been here this time and then you just watch your small business friends kind of go away. But that's just how it is. I interviewed Made by Ava. She used to be one of my good friends. They did, unfortunately, quit their business, which is fine. You know, that's how it works out with some people. And then I did East Coast by Gloria. That was one of the big businesses, I feel like, back in winter 2020, but she did quit hers as well. But, you know, that's okay. And I feel like something that we'll all have to face eventually. You know, it's kind of depressing, but yeah, I did some more, like, sorry, I just lost my train of thought. But I did some more episodes with, you know, pros and cons, staying motivated, all very important things. And this was still in season one. This was about episode 10 of season one. Then I did an interview. I did two interviews. I did one with Lily Mariko, who I think is still here, and then Kepiko, who is also. And then I did an episode over using Instagram, which is very important to me. It's how I run most of my social medias is through Instagram, and how I promote all my products. So that was very nice. Next interview was one of my favorite interviews. Was an interview with Steven Stickers. I'm still really good friends with him to this day. He's a great guy. He makes really cool stickers, and I felt like it was neat to do a business where we both kind of made the same thing, and we both had an Etsy at that point, so we kind of related a lot on a lot of topics. But he was a great guest. I really did love having him on. And that was March 17th, so we're kind of advancing throughout the months. Then I did Dealing with Hate, which was a huge topic for me at that time, right about March. It's kind of whenever my reels had kind of gone viral and I was starting to get more noticed, but with more noticing, more people noticing your business, of course, comes with more haters or rude comments. So that was very applicable, is that a fancy word, to that time. And then we had the end of season one, which I kind of argued did an episode over, and I'm just going to talk about it briefly here for a second. But season one, I feel like, was a very much a learning season for me, learning how to run my podcast, how to guest people, how to, you know, do stuff like that. And then after a couple episodes, I did get this nice microphone that I'm using now, which I record with on my computer. And I hope, I don't really know, I can't tell very well, but I hope it does, you know, produce a better quality sound for you guys to listen to, and it's easier because I can use my phone at the same time and have this nice little microphone. So yeah, season one was crazy, honestly, because I was trying to get an episode out every single week. Sometimes it didn't work out, sometimes it was hard, sometimes I got two episodes out in 1 week. Of course, lately I've changed my schedule from one every week to one every other week, and that hasn't really worked out. I've been doing like one every month, maybe two a month. It's just been hard, but you know, that's cool. I've been keeping busy, I can tell you that. But a lot of things have changed because season two hasn't been as consistent, which is okay. And I just think season one was very necessary for me to learn how to run things. Yeah, season one was great. Definitely, I feel like I got better towards the end because I was getting more comfortable with talking, you know, to an audience, even though no one's like here with me. It's just talking to a microphone. I know it's some people are going to hear it, which is always a little bit intimidating, but I feel like me personally, I'm a pretty talkative person. That's just how it is. You know, I like to tell stories. I like to do Instagram lives. I feel like, you know, I talk a lot, but that's just how it is. But I just really had started to like doing a podcast probably after the new year because I've gotten into like the flow of how to record, how to, you know, make graphics, editing, etc. And I feel like I definitely got more comfortable with the microphone and, you know, talking and recording as the season went on. So we ended season one on March 27th, 2020. That was a lot of months ago. 9 months? Maybe 10? I don't know. Like 9? 8? It was more than half a year. I can't really do the math right now. But yeah, end of season one was great. And then on April 14th, we began season two, which is the end of this season that I'm talking about. Started off the interview with Pineapple Jewelry. One of my favorite businesses is Pineapple Jewelry. She makes really cool stuff, and she's a lot younger than me, so it's really inspiring to see, you know, you can be still a teenager and run your business even if you're like younger than I am, which is perfectly fine. I just hadn't really ran into that a lot, but her interview was great. I believe we talked about like packaging, product pictures, and overall just staying motivated, which is great. I feel like the beginning of season two is whenever the interviews started to get better. Instead of just asking the same questions over and over again, I tried to stick to some other topics that I hadn't talked about in other interviews. That way there was variety. And I also think that it was just really important to not ask people the same thing over and over again. So season two is definitely a turning point, especially starting off with an interview. And then next episode I did was what apps I use to run my business. Of course, very important. Oh, wait, that sounded kind of weird. Very important and just kind of a fun episode for me. Next was one of my favorite episodes, probably one of my favorite interviews, was an interview with Maddie Marie Designs. She's so inspiring. She's definitely grown her following throughout the time that we recorded this, which was on April 28th. She was episode 3 of season 2. And overall, just a great person. She has some really good tips on scheduling and like organizing your time wisely. And managing time is just like a great thing that she talks about. And she's so insightful on the whole topic. And then we also talked about some like experiences we had. Maddie Marie was definitely a great business. She's still one of my favorites today. Just has such like a positive aura, just like she just seems so positive in her business as well. You know, she has bright colors, and overall, a great person. Next was discussing burnout and taking breaks. I kind of talked about this on, like, staying motivated. That kind of goes hand in hand. But burnout was a huge thing for me back, like, in the summer of 2021. I was pretty much burnout. You know, it's hard to come out with, you know, new designs, ideas, whatever. And I feel like that was a pretty important episode to talk about, because right about then I can remember like I had this very drawn out phase of just not being very creative, or, you know, not being very productive or knowing how to organize my time. The next episode, which was also kind of an interactive episode because I asked a question on my Instagram, was debunking myths about small businesses. Definitely, like I said, different format. And so many people have these ideals of small businesses that are completely false, and that was very important to address in that episode. Next episode was an interview with the Shelly Shop. I believe their business no longer exists. They're starting a new one, but that like account doesn't really run anymore. But we talked about dealing with discouragement, misconceptions people have about small businesses, which kind of went hand in hand with the previous episode, and also some struggles. Kind of, like I said, different because I was still getting used to talking about certain categories of the aspect of small businesses with, you know, interviewees, I guess that's the word you'd say. But I really did like that episode. Next was funny experiences and interactions I've had with my small business. This episode was a lot more laid back than my previous ones, just because I was talking about my past and, you know, some funny things that have happened. More of like a lighthearted episode, not as serious. And just kind of good for, like, background listening, in my opinion. Next episode was highly requested. Like, people were asking me all the time. It was how I made my podcast and some podcasting tips. This was a bonus episode, I believe. I just kind of whacked the microphone. Don't know why that was bonus, but it was. And it was very requested. Like I said, there was so many people DMing me all the day. They were like, DMing me every day. They were like, what do you use? How do you do it? What do you talk about? I mean, you know, how to get comfortable with a microphone, etc. So definitely one of my favorites, because I just want to help people make their own podcast. And I know of a few people who have after, you know, it might not have been my fault, but after listening to that episode, because they messaged me about it, and they were like, hey, I just started my podcast. Thanks for this episode. It was very nice. And I was like, thank you so much. I'm so happy that you got inspired from it. Next episode, like I was talking about, was Business and Life Balance, Volume 2. Of course, I'll definitely do more Volume 2s of other episode topics, you know, as we go on, because everything needs to be readdressed, because I have different interactions and experiences than I had whenever I first recorded those episodes. So definitely very much needed with my business and life balance, especially because at the time I posted that, school was just starting, and I was getting very busy. Next episode was rebranding and finding your business aesthetic. This was huge because I feel like one month before that, I'd actually rebranded to the current branding I have now. So very appropriate for my situation. And I always love talking about rebranding and, you know, colors and building a logo and a brand. One of my favorite things to talk about. Next episode was an interview with So Much Love Co. I adore So Much Love Co. She's so kind. Lily is the best. I actually ordered from her recently. Makes super cute products, has a great shop, and she also donates part of the proceeds to organizations, which I believe is a very kind and generous thing for her to do. And that interview was so much fun. We talked about time management, discouragement, and some expectations as teen business owners, which I hadn't really gone over, but especially being young, people always think that you can't do great things, you can't accomplish anything, and that is totally not true. So here we are to my latest three episodes. What to do before starting your business was posted next, and that kind of goes along with how I planned out my first ever episode. But of course, this one is obviously more updated, and I definitely like this because it discussed, you know, budget, pricing, and some other aspects. Next episode, this was another solo one. I did two solo ones in a row. Was My Ultimate Guide to Graphic Design, Tips, Tricks, and Talk. I hadn't done a graphic design episode yet, and it was definitely needed. I absolutely love graphic design because the way I do it, it's easily accessible for everyone because I do it on my phone, and some people don't have access to tablets like I do, or iPads, or whatever. And graphic design has just been a passion, and this one wasn't really business related. I mean, you know, people use graphic design in their business all the time, but you don't have to have a small business to, you know, find this interview helpful, or this episode helpful. So yeah, definitely one of my favorites, just because tips, tricks, and I just kind of got to chat about, you know, Procreate and my favorite things about it, and, you know, kind of tips on how to run that. Next was my most latest episode, which was an interview with Made by Effie Avila. Definitely one of my favorite interviews. I'm gonna have to say that, top three for sure. I love Effie Avila. He's so kind. The vibes that his business gives off is like so light and airy and kind of like summery, but he's still cute in the summer, in the winter, believe me. Made by Effie Avila is one of my good business friends. He is so nice, and his products are actually really cute. The designs are so cute and detailed. Like, it's great. He also makes phone charms, I believe, and that's kind of something I haven't really seen a lot of people make before. And another thing that we kind of talked about was how he got featured by Olivia Rodrigo's headquarters, which I thought was, or like the fan base headquarters, which I thought was really cool. I wanted to kind of ask him about his experience with that and, you know, how it came about. He's also a great illustrator. He makes these really cool illustrations. He's done several. And he also talked about, you know, preparing for a launch, other stuff like that. And definitely, like I said, one of my favorite episodes. So that has gone over all of the episodes. I know this is kind of like a recap, but it's also kind of a recap of season two, so it's appropriate for both topics. Yeah. Wow, I cannot believe that. I was looking at my Spotify Wrapped, which they actually have a Spotify Wrapped for podcast owners, which I thought was amazing. And I looked at that, and it says people from over 40 countries around the world listen to my podcast. And I thought that was great. You know, whatever country you guys are in, thank you so much for listening. Like, I say that every single time I finish an episode, but it really means a lot that you guys support me. Even though, I mean, I don't really post that often anymore. I'm trying to, believe me, but it gets hard with school and stuff. But here we are. So yeah, it's been a crazy journey. I kind of recently started posting reels to my small business or Small Talk with the podcast Instagram page, and that has definitely brought, I would believe, more of an audience to my podcast, which is fine. I'm not arguing against it. But yeah, we've definitely brought more followers to the podcast page. I'm trying to be more active on there. So if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at Small Talks with the podcast with a period in between each word. Yeah, this journey has been great. It's definitely been different to, you know, talk about my experiences. I was also featured, this doesn't really apply. It does. I was also featured on One Tidy Days podcast, Teen Business Talk podcast. And I did that podcast, I don't know, I want to say like 1 to 2 months ago. It was great. We kind of touched on, you know, running a podcast because she does and I do. And we also talked about, you know, colors and branding and, you know, finding your aesthetic, which is great. And it was definitely different to be on the other side of the podcast where I was the one being interviewed. I'd never done that before, and it was so much fun. Julia was great. She was a great host. And overall, it was just really foreign to me, and I was kind of awkward about it all, I feel like. I was super anxious about how it would go down because, you know, like I said, I've never been on a podcast before, but I feel like it worked out really well. Yeah, that doesn't really apply, but I just thought I'd mention that because it was definitely a different experience and something I'd never done before. Whew, I can't believe we've done 30 episodes already. This has been crazy, and all in 1 year, which is like one episode a little less than every other week, if I'm doing my math correctly. yeah, so I don't really know how to put into weird words how crazy this journey has been. I'm really trying to get back into more of a consistent schedule. It's been very hard, and especially because sometimes my computer will not be kind to me and, you know, forget my footage, or recording footage, whatever you want to call it. But that's just how it is sometimes. And yeah, so let's see, how many plays do I have overall? Right now I have over 1,900 plays. It won't tell me a specific number, it just says 1.9k. But hopefully soon we can reach 2k plays. That'd be crazy. And we've gotten 2k plays, almost 2k plays, in over a little, about exactly a year. Why do I keep on saying that? It's a few, couple of days before the anniversary today, so I'm kind of being confused with the, you know, dates and timelines and stuff. But yeah, this has been great, having you guys listen to me. Always, you can leave your feedback on my Instagram page. I love hearing you guys or watching that you guys listen to my podcast. It's great to know that you guys are supporting me. And yeah, I don't really have anything else to say. I just want to take this time to appreciate you guys as a whole and listen to my podcast. And yeah, I think with that, I'm going to go ahead and close off. Thank you so, so much for listening and supporting me throughout this past year. Like I said, go follow my podcast page on Instagram at Small Talk to the Podcast with a period in between each word. I have nothing else to say. You guys are amazing. You guys are so kind. And it just still wows me that people will listen to me talk and lose my train of thought like I am right about now for 25 minutes on every episode. So yeah, a huge shout out to everyone that I've interviewed throughout my time as a podcast owner. And you guys have been great. People that come on here are just so supportive and so kind and so cooperative. And our schedules, even though they clash, we still figure out ways to make it happen. And it's been great. So yeah, thank you so much. And I guess I will talk to you guys in season 3. Bye.